Mr. Curtis, for letting me come and talk to you. Could you just tell me, please, your full name and date of birth, and what you also normally known as?
David Michael Curtis, born 24/12/35, and I like to be called Dave.
Thank you. May I call you Dave?
Certainly.
Thank you. Well, Dave, could you just tell me about coming to the Isle of Man and maybe cast your mind back to your first trip when you came over? You know, how old were you? What made you decide to come? What was it like?
First trip would be when I was 18 years of age, and I travelled with my mum and dad. We went from Liverpool by steamer into Douglas, and I can remember it vividly because it was awful, the crossing. In fact, the ship had to moor outside Douglas Harbour for several hours before she could dock. And we'd gone specifically because mum used to do a bit of cleaning for a local lady called Mrs. Mitchell, and she'd retired to the Isle of Man and took up residency in a little guest house on the Douglas Ramsey Road, and invited us to stay over there, and looking back, no doubt letting us have the terms a little cheaper than the normal run of people. I remember being very sort of being 18 and impressionable. I was very impressed by the island itself, and we were fortunate enough to meet one or two very nice people that actually lived on the island and had a super week. That was my first visit.
And do you know why your mum's friend decided to move to the island and go to get a guest house? Was she in the trade at all over here? Or was it
No, she was. She had a bungalow. I don't know what she did for a living, but she had a bungalow adjacent to the house where in at this present moment, and she was a very, very appropriate sort of person, because she was very jolly and liked to meet people, and that was very evident in the bar in the evenings, you know.
So you'd have all gone together as a family on
that's
this
right
year.
Yeah,
so what was it like? Can you remember the sort of you know, your parents planning and deciding? Would they talk about it? And what was it like? Who made the decision? Was it your
I think dad? It was mum, because, again, you see, if you're talking about not too long after the Second World War, Dad wouldn't have had a lot of money. And I don't think under normal circumstances that he'd have been able to afford probably a full week for the three of us, which is why I think at the back of my mind that we got it a little bit cheaper because mum was friendly with Mitch, as she was known.
And where was her establishment?
That was on the it was called Glen Mona, and it was on the Douglas Ramsey Road on the left hand side as you went up, as it were.
Can you remember the trip when you would, what it would be like? You know, you had to wait outside Douglas in the boat for a long time.
Yes.
What happened then?
Well, I can remember, certainly, obviously, the trauma of the rough sea, and I was sick, incidentally, quite violently. I can't remember how we got up from Douglas to Glen Mona, but I would imagine it would be by bus. But I just can't remember that. I can't remember the actual journey up from Douglas.
And what was
probably because I'd been quite sick.
And had you been away before on holiday yourself, or was that a first?
I'd been several times with a couple of friends of mine, yes. And I'd also had a holiday in Scotland with my dad and a friend of his. We were based in Girvan in Ayrshire. But generally, the thing would be to go back home to Lowestoft for a week. We would stay with Dad's sister or my grandma, and of course, money being a big consideration in those days, it would be fairly cheap. Always most enjoyable, mind you.
So, going to the Isle of Man and arriving, do you remember, you know, what you felt like as you arrived at the guest house and who would be there, what would the atmosphere be like?
It was only a small guest house. I suppose it would be right to call it a guest house and not a hotel, because it wasn't very big. And the first night we were there, we were introduced by Mitch to two people who we came to know very well and who became good friends of ours, Ralph and Muffet Tarrant, and their two, what were then, young children. And I think I'm right in saying that he got several different irons in the fire, Ralph had. I think I'm right in saying that at that time he'd got a fish and chip shop in Peel, and the family had taken a week's break and just really basically hopped across the island. And he was kind enough to run us around and show us the sights, and as I say, we had a lovely week, and I don't think it would have been anywhere near as enjoyable had it not been for Ralph and Muffet.
And as you were making friends with them as well, how did you find the other people in the hotel? What were they like? Who would be there?
It's rather strange, because there weren't many people in the place at all, and I can't recall, apart from perhaps a couple of faces in the bar in the evening, I can't recall names. It was just us and the Tarrants, really. There were only about two or three other people there, actually.
And what was the actual accommodation like? Do you remember the, you know, whether it was sort of light or dark, or whether it was, you know, modern or old-fashioned?
I can't remember too much about the actual rooms, although it was certainly very homely and comfortable. And the food was good as well, because they had a chap that grew produce for the guest house behind the, immediately behind the Glen Mona, so that was nice.
And how did it compare with the comforts of home, you know, generally both the food and the comfort? Was it the same, worse, better?
I think with the company of the of Ralph and Muffet and the family, it was really, looking back, it was just like being at home. And that was because of the pleasant company. And of course, Mitch herself was most convivial sort of person. So it was, you know, it wasn't sort of like staying in a hotel in a way. It was like being with friends at home in many ways. And of course, in later years, we were fortunate enough to stay with Muffet and Ralph in their own home in Peel.
Was that the next holiday after that one you've just been telling me about, or were there others?
We went, let me just get this right, we went, Annette and I had a holiday, my wife Annette had a holiday after we were, no I've got this wrong, let me tell you correctly. No, the next time we went was part of our honeymoon. That's right. We'd stayed at the Grosvenor Hotel in Chester for three or four nights. And then we actually flew from Blackpool Airport, which, if my memory serves me right, was Squires Gate, probably still is, to Ronald's Way. And we stayed with Mrs. Brew in Peel, a friend of Ralph and Muffet's. There was, I think, Ralph was moving a lot of furniture or something similar, so we couldn't stay with them, although later on we moved. I think we were with Mrs. Brew for a couple or three nights, and then we spent the rest of our honeymoon actually with Ralph and Muffet. So you can see how close we were with them. Although, of course, Annette wasn't with us on on the original trip when I first went, which was a good few years before, when I was 18.
And flying from Blackpool, I mean, had you flown before, or was that a first experience?
No, I'd flown once before with my father over to Amsterdam in Holland, when I was 16, 17.
So what was it?
But even so, I mean, it was a nice experience, obviously, because in those days it wasn't such a common thing to fly anywhere.
So you'd have saved up.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And then we spent a pleasant week a few years after we were married. We went over again and stayed with Ralph and Muffet. So three visits in all of which were quite memorable.
And can you remember that honeymoon visit? I mean, what was the island like, and you know, how did you feel as you touched down halfway through a holiday already?
That's right. I can remember the vivid sight of the island itself spread out before us as we came into land. It's a pretty island anyway, but quite striking from the air. The weather was absolutely superb all the time, and if I look at my photographs, I can see that, you know, that every day was absolutely super. And we visited again with the help of Ralph and Muffet most of the island. Certainly I can recall some lovely days in the glens: Ballaglass, Growdle, Glen Helen, Glen May. Smashing, unforgettable days.
And I noticed you chose to stay in Peel rather than like Douglas or anything like that. Was there any particular reason other than friendship? Or?
Well, no. The reason that we stayed in Peel, obviously, was because of Ralph and Muffet. They lived there. But having said that, I'm the sort of person that would have preferred to stay somewhere like that rather than the sort of main tourist town of Douglas. Although, not knocking Douglas at all, I mean, there's some nice... it's a nice town, but it is basically just a holiday place, isn't it? And I want to see a bit more than that, you see.
What was your impressions of Douglas in the 50s? Would you go there sometimes, and what are your memories of the town and the
atmosphere? We did go in for the day and had a good scout round and went on the horse trams, this sort of thing, you know, and very nice. But I still preferred the countryside and the glens and the smaller towns, yeah. Certainly.
Was the Isle of Man very different to, you know, back home? I mean, it's a nice leafy area here, you know, but...
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, I can't remember, really, going to anywhere I didn't sort of take a fancy to. Places like Lexey and Castle Rushen and Port Erin. Peel, of course, and north of the island up towards Point of Ayre, and Ramsey itself, which is, although a bigger town than Peel, is probably a bit more appealing than Douglas in many ways.
And can you remember what sort of, you know, your daily routine might have been like on those holidays back in the 50s? You know, what sort of time would you be having your meals, and where would you go? And can you take me through what it might be like?
We'd go... And certainly, initially, Ralph thought we'd be interested in having a look at the TT course, and was very pleased to be able to drive us round that. And I can remember we had the two children in the car, John and Patricia as well, and they were nice kids and well behaved, and sort of added to the day, as it were. We'd bat around and share a few jokes, certainly in the car, and we'd stop for a drink somewhere, and perhaps most days perhaps take a picnic out. But generally it was just sightseeing and walking round the glens. And of course we were fortunate, because obviously Ralph and Muffet know all the places to be, so we were lucky, rather than sort of having to do everything under our own initiative, as it were. Yes, lovely. Darts, we'd play darts in the... I can remember playing darts once or twice in the one or two of the pubs with Ralph, and at night we were all fond of cards, and we used to have a few bottles of Guinness and a game of cards. Lovely.
And how did the hotel in Chester, just out of interest, compare to the one in Peel? Nothing
like it, nothing remotely, because the Grosvenor was a big sort of posh sort of place. I thought it necessary, with it being honeymoon, to book somewhere a bit sort of classy. So, and of course, it was a complete. The comparison was there was nothing to compare the place we stayed in, the Isle of Man, with the Grosvenor. Nevertheless, just as enjoyable, probably more so in many ways.
And what sort of, can you remember what the actual house itself was like at the time? How did it compare to back home in terms of its comforts and amenities? Did you have hot and cold in the bedrooms and
oh,
that
yes,
sort of thing?
Yes. It was quite well appointed, although it was only small, you know. Mm. Oh, yeah. One thing I can remember is the famous Tarrant breakfast, which... Muffet used to produce, which included everything you could imagine under the sun, including fried potatoes and things like that, which you wouldn't normally find on an English breakfast. Super.
Hello.
You were just saying about Muffet's famous breakfast. What was
oh, yes. Unlike anything you've seen before, if you imagine anything that normally would go on an English breakfast and then add a few more things, including black pudding and fried potatoes, certainly you wouldn't want anything till the evening after one of those.
What else would be your favourite? I mean, would the food be an important part of the holiday, or did you not bother about it much?
Not so much in those days, no. Being younger, it wasn't probably so important as it probably would be now, you know, the old diet. But, I can remember having one or two snacks in places like Glen Helen and Niarbal. Is it Niarbal where the old fishermen's cottages were? I don't know whether they're still there, but I've got several photographs of those.
Just thought, would Mrs. Curtis care to join us if she's got a minute, and because she was there as well?
Do you want to join us, Annette?
Mrs. Curtis has just joined us. I wonder if you could just tell me your full name and your date of birth, and also what people normally call you.
My full name is Annette Naomi Curtis, and I was born on the 10th of October 1938. And I'm usually called Annette, but he calls me Gert.
May I call you Annette?
Yes.
Thank you. I wonder if you could just tell me, Annette, we were just talking about your honeymoon on the Isle of Man.
Yes.
Can you remember about that, and what was it like coming to the island? I believe you went to Chester first.
We did, we had 3 days.
Can you tell me about it and how you'd feel, what it was like?
Well, I had been before, but we flew from Blackpool.
Eventually?
Yes, after we stayed in 3 days in Chester, near my aunt, who's still alive. And then we flew from Blackpool. I don't know where we landed.
Ronald's Way.
And met Ralph and Muffet for the first time and their two children. And they were that nice to us. And we had such a wonderful time. We went back the next year as well.
Yeah. So how did you find their establishment? What were your favourite things about it?
It had lots of glens. I liked the glens a lot. And they... we used to have...
I think you're talking about the...
Can I just shut it for the noise?
Yeah.
Well, I can't, told you I can't differentiate from one to the other.
But the establishment, I mean, it's the place you stayed, you see.
Yeah, well, I can't remember a great deal about it.
Well, you can't worry, no. You can't remember everything, no.
We went a lot of walks.
Yeah.
And it was fishing, wasn't it? Fishing type place. Or that's what I remember it as, anyway.
Hmm.
And cliffs. I remember sort of cliff parts, but nothing else. It's a long while ago.
And before, you come to the island before that, I believe, a few years before. Can you tell me how old you were when you first came and what was that like?
I think when I first came, I must have been about, 14 probably, or something similar. We came twice and we stayed in Douglas. And I think it was when we stayed in Douglas that we saw these glens with all these, they had sort of all animals lit up in the trees. I remember that, and the waterfalls. It was a very pretty place.
Would you go dancing or anything like that in Douglas? What were your favourite other things to do, or did you not care
for
it? No,
we had a Victorian father. We stayed as a family. We were in bed at the right time. But we did go and see the lights and things. You know, we weren't allowed out on our own. It was very pretty. That I remember it, but that's the main things I remember.
How did it compare to back home? What was your hometown?
I was born in Mappoli. So, Mappoli's functional, but that's a pretty place. It seemed very restful, but I was only a child, as I say, and the last time I was busy trying to be a wife. So, you remember some of the things more than others. But yes, Ralph and Muffet were wonderful. They used to take us round in the van when they weren't busy. They had a second-hand shop, didn't they?
Yes, we've talked about that, and a fish and chip shop.
You mentioned you had a bit of a Victorian father. What other, on your holidays would he make sure? What did he not approve of, and what did he think was the right thing to do?
Well, we were a family of children, and we just did what we were told. Yes.
Because if you didn't, you were probably in a bit of trouble, weren't
you? Oh, yes, he was very Victorian. My grandma was a headmistress. So I think he got his the way he was.
Yeah, strict nature.
And was he, like, strong against drink or things like that?
He was just strong. There was four of us. My youngest brother wasn't very old. He was in a pram, I think, or a push. He wasn't very old anyway, and he's gone 50 now, so it's just a long while ago. Even back here, just saying how Victorian he was, if you weren't in by 10 o'clock, even though being 21, the doors and windows were all locked and you stayed out. That, in my mind, was enough to make you naughty. But that's how he was.
And on your holidays, do you remember at all whether you all stayed in the same room as a family, or did you have separate rooms?
We had our little room. All the children were separate from the adults. Mm. Yes.
And do you remember anything about the place where you stayed? What was it like, and where was it? The hotel.
We didn't have a hotel. We had a boarding house. No, I can't. I can't remember even what it was called. We only had four holidays in my life because it was the war. You see. It intervened. I never knew I had a dad to look till I was 8. Because the war, it just took all that away, you see. The first two holidays were Southport, and then we went to the Isle of Man. And I think that was my sum total of holidays.
How did the Isle of Man measure up to Southport in your mind in those days? Which one did you like?
Oh, well, the Isle of Man, as I say, is very pretty. Southport, all I remember is Lord Street and all the big fat sort of boulevards where you used to walk down, you know, and the sea being a long way. Yes. And we took Grandma with us too to Southport. Yes, we had some lovely times, but we knew where, how far to go.
And going back to the Isle of Man again, you were saying about going to Ralph and Muffet's, and you came on your honeymoon. What was the next holiday after that? Was that the next year or a year after?
Would it be the next year or the year after, Annette? It wasn't long after, was it?
No, but I don't think it was the next year.
No.
I reckon it would be 60.
No, I said...
Oh, I know!
I said...
I know!
A few years later.
I know.
Yeah.
I started having Tony in the Isle of Man. I worked it out now, that's when we went. We went back to the Isle of Man in September 61-ish. So it was the next year. It was the next year. Because we got married in 1960.
Three times. Well, you went twice, I went three.
Did you only go once with your dad?
Yes, dad and mum, yeah. I think probably that's what John is basically interested in because of the Mrs. Mitchell at the Glen Mona. You know, because that was part of the project is guest houses and hotels, so that's going to be of interest.
Yes. Oh, great.
Obviously.
Yeah, and when you came back again for the second time, I mean, when you were thinking of planning your holidays, you know, when would you start to decide and when would you save up the money? Would you save a little bit every month or would it be...
Yes.
We'd save up. We never had a lot of money, but we always managed to put a bit by for a holiday.
And the strange thing is, really, looking back, that the fact that I've visited the island three times and got a great affection for it, that we've never been back. Although we have talked several times about doing it, we've not done it.
We said we'd love to go back. And we've got another friend there now, haven't we? Cyril. Cyril's there, isn't he?
He lives there now.
He built that wall outside and now he's gone back to live in his own island land.
Yes, yeah. He worked with me at British Sugar, a chap called Cyril Ball.
So when you were just going back to the planning, when would you decide to book? Would you say to Muffet, oh, I'll see you next year? Or would you be looking at different resorts and deciding where you'd like to go?
No, if we knew we were going, we'd always want to go to Ralph and Muffet.
That wasn't any option, was it? No. I mean, we never even had another thought.
We never thought about doing anything else. You know, they were that nice.
We had such a lovely time, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you remember how much your holidays would have cost in those days and how much you would have put by for spending money?
The bill's in the Chester part, isn't it? It's quite funny because 3 days it cost about £12.
It was about 17 or £18 for three nights at quite a classy hotel.
It's the biggest one, isn't it? What is it called?
And we're looking at, if you look in the book there, you can see one or two little bills for places like the Neable Cafe. Sausage and chips and bits and pieces for five and sixpence, I think it was. You'd be able to confirm that by looking at them. So, I mean, those things might be useful to you.
The little railway was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, it still is, probably.
Probably it's a long while, isn't it?
And they just go up the coast, don't they?
Because, you see, we've been married 39 years this year, and it's obviously that long since we went.
Is it 60? Oh, I think I said 62.
Dave.
It's
our
40
years next year in the millennium, isn't it?
I'm not all that good with it, although I've got plenty of...
I should hope. David,
I'm not that good with
Tony's 37, sweetheart. Yeah. I don't, we won't have Tony after we got married, right? Yeah.
So, just thinking, before you finish talking about the holiday money, would you be strict with yourselves and say, right, we've got so much, and take it with you? And then spend it out per day, or were you more free and easy?
No, I mean, the thing is, we'd never been what you might call rich, so you would always have in the back of your mind that you wanted so much and you couldn't go over so much for the day, sort of thing.
Yeah, but if we did, we knew we had to have bread and cheese the next day. We didn't. If there was something important, then we did it.
Yes, it was, you know, you're allowed so much. And you wouldn't really want to necessarily go over that, otherwise you might find yourself in a bit of trouble.
Because we never borrowed any money, did we?
Oh no, it was all, you know.
We've always lived like that, the way we are.
Yeah.
And.
But you don't need to spend money to enjoy yourself, do you? Not especially in the Isle of Man, and especially in those days. I mean, I can't tell you. You could tell me what it was like now, but. I don't suppose if I went back it would be as romantic as it was then.
You wouldn't recognise places, probably.
Well, you don't know, do you?
Have the glens still got the things in the trees?
Still have some hill. If it was a bad day, like a wet day, what would you be doing?
We'd play cards. Or...
Talks?
Or dart, or go out to the pub for darts, and things like that, because it... Very, very sociable sort of bloke Ralph was, you know.
And would that be mostly in Peel, or would it be...
Well, yes. That area, you know.
Well, yes, it was a busy man, you see, so he did give us as much time as he could. We went.
We weren't always there when he was off work, as it were, which is why I used to go to the auctions and things like that with him. I mean, it was interesting to me, being a young chap. I'd never been to an auction, furniture auction before. We used to come back with a van load and help him out with all the gear.
And I know what I was going to ask you as well. Did you have paid holidays from work, or was it no pay?
We got paid. We got paid holidays. In fact, the company I told you about, I work for, British Sugar Corporation, had a most sensible idea, which I've never come across anywhere else before. They used to actually pay you more than your stipulated week's money because you were on holiday. And that was because they reckoned that being on holiday, you would want more money to spend. I thought that was marvellous. I'd never seen it before, never come across that before.
But you were working for Dunlop when we went, weren't you?
Yes, but I'm talking about later on.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
And your workmates, you know, when you were working for the tyre company, just out of interest, what sort of places would they